David raced past the swing set and zoomed around the tool shed in the backyard with his preschool buddies Matt and Craig hot on his heels. Determined to maintain his lead, he took a shortcut through the sandbox, sending sand and shovels flying as he made a beeline for the coveted big wheel tricycle. Matt pushed Craig aside and dived for the wheeled wonder, but David was already sliding into the driver's seat. With pedals churning, David screeched off down the sidewalk and into the driveway, where he victoriously spun donut after donut. Disappointed, but not to be outdone, Matt and Craig headed for the open garage to see what else they could find to ride. Craig spotted it first, a large plastic trash can. "Let's use this," he shouted. And without another word, the boys were running headlong for the hill in the backyard, dragging the can behind them. "Come on, give me a push," Craig commanded as he slid into the can. "Harder," he said, as Matt's first shove barely budged it. Matt rammed the can with his shoulder as hard as he could, and the green vehicle tumbled down the hill with Craig inside, whooping and hollering. You don't have to study brain science to know that little boys are all about action and adventure. Go to a playground and you'll see boys like David and his friends in perpetual motion. Boys are programmed to move, make things move, and watch things move. Scientists used to think this stereotypical boy behavior was the result of socialization, but we now know that the greater motivation for movement is biologically wired into the male brain. If you watched the fetal development of a male and a female brain with a miniature time-lapse brain scanner, you'd see these critical movement circuits being laid down from the blueprint of their genes and sex hormones. Scientists agree that when cells in various areas of the male and female brains are stimulated by hormones, like testosterone and estrogen, they turn on and off different genes. For a boy, the genes that turn on will trigger the urge to track and chase moving objects, hit targets, test his own strength, and play at fighting off enemies. David and his friends weren't taught to be action-oriented. They were following their biological impulses. David's mother said that his love affair with movement was obvious from day one. "When I put him in his bassinet, I thought he'd cry and look beseechingly at me the way Grace did when she was a baby," she said. "But as soon as he spotted the moving mobile, he forgot I was there." David was only 24 hours old, and without encouragement or instruction from anyone, he stared at the rotating triangles and squares on the mobile and seemed to find them fascinating. Nobody taught David to follow the movements of the dangling triangles and squares with his eyes. He just did it. A boy's superior ability to track moving objects isn't the result of being conditioned by his environment. It's the result of having a male brain. Every brain is either male or female, and while they are mostly alike, scientists have discovered some profound differences. Certain behaviors and skills are wired and programmed innately in boys' brains, while others are wired innately in girls. Scientists have even found that male-specific neurons may be directly linked to stereotypical male behaviors like roughhousing. And studies show that from an early age, boys are interested in different activities than girls. These differences are reinforced by culture and upbringing, but they begin in the brain. What makes a boy a boy? I met David's mother, Jessica, a few months after he was born. Her daughter, Grace, was 3 years old, and Jessica and her husband, Paul, were thrilled to have a beautiful baby boy. But Jessica was worried because things weren't going quite as smoothly with David as they had with Grace. Jessica said, "He's sweet and cuddly one minute, and the next minute he's squirming out of my arms. If I don't put him down, he shrieks like I'm killing him." Jessica was afraid that David might be hyperactive. But her pediatrician told her David was just fine and developing normally. Researchers at Harvard found that baby boys get emotionally worked up faster than girls, and once they're upset, they're harder to soothe. So, early on, parents spend more time trying to dial down their son's emotions than their daughter's. She said, "Grace was easier to calm. David keeps us constantly on our toes." Jessica also told me that David didn't make eye contact with her the way Grace did when she was a baby. She said that he'd only look at her for a couple of seconds and then go right back to staring at the mobile. I couldn't help but smile, because I had this same concern with my own son. At that time, psychologists believed the key to developing a bond with your baby was what they called mutual gazing, looking into each other's eyes. Whereas that's true for baby girls, it turns out that baby boys bond without as much mutual gazing. And unlike girls who are inclined to look long and hard at faces, boys' visual circuits pay more attention to movement, geometric shapes, and the edges and angles of objects from the get-go. I said to Jessica, "By the time they're 6 months old, baby girls are looking at faces longer and making eye contact with just about everyone. But baby boys are looking away from faces and breaking eye contact much more than girls. There's nothing wrong with David. His brain just doesn't find eyes and faces as interesting as toy airplanes and other moving objects." David's male brain was prompting him to visually explore animated objects. We now know that genes on the Y chromosome are the reason. Like other boys, David's fascination with movement was the result of circuitry that started to form in his brain just 8 weeks after he was conceived. During fetal development, David's brain was built in two stages. First, during weeks 8 to 18, testosterone from his tiny testicles masculinized his body and brain, forming the brain circuits that control male behaviors. As his brain was marinating in testosterone, this hormone began to make some of his brain circuits grow and to make others wither and die.